Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, the pandemic has not only canceled Philadelphia's 4th of July traditions, it's also playing havoc with the city budget. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports it closed the fiscal year this week with the lowest fund balance in several years.
The fund balance, that's the amount of cash the city has on hand for unforeseen expenses, is down to about $50 million, a slim 1% of its total budget.
That is not a great amount to have.
Budget Director Marissa Waxman says the city's goal is to have 6-8% on hand, and even that is below what experts say is sound, which is 17% or 2 months' worth of expenses.
If you think about it compared to your household budget, having just 1% of your annual salary and savings puts you in a much more precarious position than if you had 2 months saved up.
The city has an extra burden in that it must get its spending plan approved by the Intergovernmental Cooperation Agency, or PICA, or it loses state funding. But PICA has approved budgets with low cash balances before, and the five-year plan does project the balances growing back to 6% in the next few years. In addition, Waxman says the city has built in a new fund.
A reopening and recession reserve.
It's set aside $80 million over the next 2 years that can be used in case a recession or reopening expenses deplete the budget even more. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.